Hello, people. How are you today? It's a very sunny day here. Of course, most places that would be normal, but the UK is not known for sunny. But I did a video quite some time back about Turkish barbers and how there's so many, and how can they all make a living. And I actually worked in a high street beside a Turkish barber, doing a restaurant up. I was there quite some time, and there was only usually one, maybe two customers a day in the barbershop. How did they survive? And just up the road from that one, there was another one. Well, apparently they're finally doing an investigation, as these barbershops may be a front for something else. Ha! No kidding. They'll probably use the two-tier policing like they normally do, and they won't find any problems at all. Of course, you've got to ask yourself why it's taken them so long. Or maybe they're just doing it for show. And there's a Turkish barber down from where I live, and I hardly see anybody in it ever. I mean, they've got to pay rent, they've got to pay their electric bills. There definitely isn't something kosher about it all. Anyway, I think the modern barbers of today are rip-offs anyway. Because look at the haircuts the young guys are getting today. Maybe went to the barber's once a month or maybe longer. But now the haircuts don't last that long, maybe 2 weeks, and you gotta go and get it done again. And there doesn't seem to be too much individuality amongst younger people today. They're all kind of clones of one another. Anyway, after the investigation about the Turkish barbershops is over, I suspect nothing will change. But of course, not all Turkish barbers in the UK are, you know, some of them are legitimate. Anyway, I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You take it easy now. Hey, shop back in size, please, buddy.